AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A blizzard is coming to New England. National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Terry.
We're looking at snowfall amounts greater than a foot through much of the eastern two-thirds of Maine, and close to a foot snowfall amounts down into New Hampshire, eastern Massachusetts, and that would include the Boston area.
A family of a Mexican man shot and killed by Pasco, Washington police has filed a $25 million claim against the city. March is planned for today for Antonio Zambrano Montez. Kennewick Police Sergeant Ken Latin.
Please be respectful of other people's differing views, of other people's personal property, and of course of people's safety. Express your views, but respectful of others. That's all that we can ask here.
Zambrano Montez had been throwing rocks at officers during a confrontation on Tuesday. Witnesses say he was running away when he was shot. As part of the investigation, the county coroner has ordered an inquest. With only hours to go before a ceasefire deadline, heavy artillery fire continues eastern Ukraine as fighting goes on between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists. Under the agreement reached on Thursday, the warring sides are to cease firing at midnight local time. That's 5 o'clock Eastern Time. In his weekly online and radio address, President Obama criticizes a Republican plan to limit federal education funding.
At a time when we should invest more in our kids, their plan would lock in cuts to schools for the rest of this decade. We'd end up actually investing less in our kids in 2021 than we did in 2012.
In the GOP address, Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon says if the president vetoes the Keystone Oil Pipeline, he will hurt school children in her state.
This one portion of the pipeline is on track to generate over $15 million annually in tax revenue for Oklahoma. That's a big boost for our state, with 85% of that money going to public schools.
This is AP Radio News. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg says she wasn't quite sober during President Obama's latest State of the Union address. Ed Donahue tells us more.
Ginsburg told an audience in Washington she was at dinner with other justices last month and couldn't resist the very fine California wine Justice Anthony Kennedy brought. Later that night, during the State of the Union address, cameras repeatedly caught Ginsburg nodding off. She has admitted to dozing during previous speeches, but this time Ginsburg said, in the end, the dinner was so delicious, it needed wine. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Pope Francis tells newly named cardinals that they have to put aside their pride, jealousy, self-interest, and anger, since such sins are unacceptable in a man of the church. Instead, the Pope is calling for the 20 new members of the College of the Cardinals to exercise charity, kindness, and justice, and be ready to trust and to forgive. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.